Marseille Hip Hop 2014, état des lieux.
Samedi 1er et dimanche 2 mars,
un week-end hip hop sur les 3-8.
Plus d'infos sur le www.radiogrenouille.com.
Vous êtes bien à l'écoute du 88.8 et dans le cadre de ce week-end hip-hop état des lieux. On trouvait ça vraiment bien de pouvoir avoir une connexion états-unienne parce que c'est clair que cette culture qui nous touche tant vient de là-bas et notamment avec la Zulu Nation et notre contact, notre lien avec la Zulu Nation à Radio Grenouille, c'est Le Bijoutier, activiste depuis longtemps sur les ondes de Radio Grenouille et à Marseille. Et il nous a conseillé de contacter Metu Zula from Atlanta. Hi. Hey, Metu Zula.
Peace, brother. How you feeling?
Yes, I'm good. And you, how are you?
Oh, everything is good.
I'm doing a little introduction for our French listeners about you. On peut dire que Metu Zula est sans doute un des MC les plus marquants de la ville d'Atlanta, même s'il est originaire du New Jersey à la base, membre de la Universal Zulu Nation. Et ça fait pas mal de temps qu'il est dans le hip-hop game, on va dire, ayant notamment écrit pour pas mal d'artistes dont les noms ont parfois produit des disques de platine, ce qu'on appelle un ghostwriter, mais aussi avec ses propres productions, ses collaborations multiples sur scène avec des artistes comme qu'on pourrait citer comme Rad Diga, Skyzoo, PMD, Killer Priest, Dilated People, Prince Po, Artifacts, Black Moon. Il a côtoyé plein de gens sur scène et c'est vraiment, ça fait un bon moment qu'il est dans la place. Et puis il a d'une part dans le rap un style très personnel et particulier, très axé sur la réalité sociale qui l'entoure, mais aussi pour lui c'est le hip-hop ne se limite pas au rap, et ça va être le sujet de ma première question. I was just saying, Metu Zula, that you've been in the game, so to say, for some years now, but my first question will be to ask you, do you agree that hip-hop is not only about rap, because you have a career as a rapper, but for you, I guess hip-hop is not only about rap.
Yeah, hip-hop for me is definitely a culture and a way of life, and you know, it's like a code of honor, you know, for my community and my people. So, you know, I live hip-hop every day. Even if I do not rhyme, I still live hip-hop. You know, even if I don't go to a hip-hop show that day, I still live hip-hop. So, you know, hip-hop is the way you dress, the way you feel, you know, the way you look, the way you sound. It's not just the emceeing or, you know, the DJing or the b-boying or the aerosol writing. It goes much, much further, and it's a way of life for me. So, I was just born into it, and I've been living it ever since I've been born.
You say it's a way of life. That means that influence all your attitude towards other people and towards society. And I would like you to talk about the activities you're doing in the community besides being a rap artist, musical artist. Can you tell us a little bit about this? Et j'aimerais que Metu Zula puisse nous parler un petit peu des autres actions qu'il mène dans la communauté en tant qu'artiste hip-hop à côté du rap et de la production musicale.
Yes, through the Zulu Gatekeepers chapter that I'm the chapter leader of in Atlanta, there is a Zulu chapter named Zulu Gatekeepers, and you know, through the chapter that I work with there in Atlanta, we have started to feed the people. And when I say feed the people, I mean the less fortunate, the people that basically don't have any food to eat. And we feed them vegan food, vegetarian and vegan meals. Also, we don't just feed homeless people or people that are down on their luck, but we feed a lot of children and we feed the youth. Because here in America, we deal with childhood obesity. A lot of the children are very overweight from a bad diet. So we try to make sure that the children eat right. And, you know, we do youth days too. You know, we teach them how to do yoga. We teach them how to do martial arts. We teach them how to, you know, become an aerosol writer or a b-boy. a lot of life skills, though. You know, we teach them self-defense, about boxing and Falun Gong and things like that, how to channel your energy and become one with your higher self, your higher genius, you know. So, you know, it's just a better living lifestyle. That's what I tell everybody. It's like, you know, everybody wants to live better. You know, however you're living, I know you would love to live better. You know, so we try to eat the best we can. We try to exercise. We try to have fellowship. And, you know, we just maintain being a community because it takes a village. So I'm one of the leaders, but, you know, I'm just a small piece of the puzzle. It takes a lot of people to do what we do here. It's not just me. I just help lead the movement, but without the friends and family, you know, I would be able to not say anything right now. You know, yeah. Like, yeah, we need the whole team.
Donc Metuzula qui nous expliquait que d'abord pour lui le hip-hop, ça vous l'avez entendu tout à l'heure, c'est tout un mode de vie qui embrasse tout son être en fait, hein, depuis qu'il est né dedans, et voilà, il vit hip-hop, il respire hip-hop, et par ailleurs avec cette association qui est une filiale, on va dire, du côté d'Atlanta, de la Zulu Nation, les Zulu Gatekeepers, ils distribuent des repas en fait aux sans-abri, mais pas seulement, à des enfants aussi qui ont pas mal d'enfants ont des problèmes de poids et de régime alimentaire aux États-Unis, et donc ils font des repas mais végétariens et nourriture vegan, comme on dit en anglais, je sais plus la traduction française, qu'ils distribuent donc dans la rue. Alors ils nous disaient entre autres choses, et puis des cours de yoga, d'arts martiaux ou d'autres choses pour plus créatives liées aux disciplines hip-hop aussi, pour du jeune public, et c'est une bonne partie de son activité également. Il disait avoir lancé ce mouvement, mais évidemment ça peut pas se faire sans la famille, les amis qui sont autour de lui pour ça, et il résumait tout ça en disant en fait on essaye juste de maintenir ce qui fait de nous une communauté, en s'élevant les uns les autres et en apprenant des choses les uns des autres, et notamment vers les plus jeunes. Metuzula, when we look at when we talk about hip hop here in France, we of course it comes from the US, you know. So we always look at the US like the mothership, you know. And but some people tend to think that in the United States, hip hop is only about bling bling, and you know, that it became maybe only a commercial music. And what would you say to those people? And is there a lot of other activists, I mean, like you, that are involved at the same time in the artistic expression and in this social action?
Yes. Well, when you talk about like the bling bling and, you know, the alcohol and, you know, the going to the clubs and the expensive cars and the name brand clothes and all of these things, this is definitely a systematic situation. It's not just the artist. When I say artist, it's not just the producer that makes the track. It's not just the songwriter who writes the lyrics. It deals way more with the label. And the label, you know, when I say the label, there's a couple companies that own all of the companies. So a lot of people don't realize that it's a very small team as far as who is really in control when we talk about music and rap on a promotional, international, commercial level even. American hip-hop going platinum. Anything that's going platinum right now, these labels are only allowing certain artists and certain music to come through. So they're catering to the artist's needs, and they're taking people in situations that are down and out. A lot of these young people that come into a label deal, they have nothing. They're a starving artist. They come to the label. They've been doing open mics and shows for years, haven't been making much money, and then the label basically tells them that, you know, we'll give you XYZ a couple $100,000, but, you know, we need the songs to be club savvy. We need them to sell in the strip clubs. We need them to basically sell in the regular dance clubs. And, you know, when you deal with that, then you have to deal with who is coming to the dance clubs right now. You know, it's like a circle. It's like the DJ is they're not playing the 90s music anymore at the club mostly. They're playing the new commercial music at the club mostly. So most of my friends don't even go to the club anymore because of the music that's being played. But to answer your question, I truly believe that hip-hop is in the heart and it's in the soul. So, you know, a person that does not live by, like, the rules and regulations or the doctrine that was laid down by, let's say, the Zulu Nation, the Universal Zulu Nation, there are certain rules that we abide by for the culture. You know, if you don't do that, then I don't consider you a part of the culture. You're just a byproduct, you know, and that's just how I feel. So if you're rapping about Molly, you know, popping Mollies and rapping about drinking champagne and how you have so many women and now you have this new car, you know, by my judgment, which I try not to judge people, but, you know, if I was placed in that situation, I would say that this person is not hip-hop. They just do rap music. So you're not even a part of the family because the family would understand to protect the culture and handle business correctly. So the people that I deal with are like maybe a Rakim or a Big Daddy Kane or a Nas or, you know, Afrika Bambaataa or King Kamanzi. You know, there's a lot of different MCs like Ciroc from Atlanta, DJ Soul Messiah, very conscious. And, you know, when I listen to their music, I say, okay, you guys abide by the rules of the community. You guys appreciate the culture. You still use creativity. And, you know, you don't have to use so much profanity. You don't have to talk about all of these things that don't matter much. And most of the people that I like, who I'm naming now, and there's so many others, they live by the better living lifestyle. So they want to live a better life. And a better life doesn't mean financially having more things. It means to be healthier, to be wiser, to be smarter, you know, to be more free, to have freedom. And to be on a label running around with a chain on your neck and riding around in this expensive car that's costing you a lot of money, to me, that's not freedom. So that's just my take on it.
Thank you very much. Donc je demandais à Metut Zula cette vision caricaturale qu'on peut avoir du hip-hop américain. C'est quand même la source où tout n'est plus que bling-bling et commerce capitaliste. Il disait que bah, c'est en effet quelque chose qui existe, mais qu'en gros tous les artistes qui sortent aujourd'hui, ils sortent sur des labels où le pouvoir est entre les mains en fait d'un tout petit cercle de personnes, et les gens qui arrivent à sortir, à devenir 10 de platine sont vraiment choisis, et ce qui est mis en avant montre bien un petit peu le côté systématique de la chose, et puis que c'est aussi tout un cercle qui va jusqu'au club où la musique des années 90 n'est plus jouée et où on joue le son commercial d'aujourd'hui, et où évidemment on retrouve le public le plus jeune et qui est prêt à tous les excès aussi. Donc de son point de vue, Metut Zula nous disait que c'est pas si c'est pour être signé sur un label avec une grosse chaîne en or autour du cou et raconter des choses pas essentielles, pour lui c'est pas être hip-hop, c'est des gens qui sont des sous-produits, et pour lui c'est pas des gens qui représentent le hip-hop, parce que ce soit la Universal Zulu Nation ou pas mal d'artistes qu'il côtoie à Atlanta notamment ou ailleurs, les gens qui sont conscients de cette culture qui est quelque chose, il parlait d'âme et de cœur, vont faire en sorte de la perpétuer, de la protéger et de faire en sorte qu'elle soit au service de l'amélioration de la vie des uns et des autres, de la communauté et de chaque individu. Voilà, en gros, pour résumer la réponse de Metut Zula, thank you very much, Metut Zula. Just maybe a few more words to introduce the track that we are going to listen to, because we are going now to listen to some of your music to get to know you better here on Radio Grenouille. And it's a track that's been released in June last year, The Ventriloquist, cover of the project is you holding a puppet and a building on fire on the background. Donc on va écouter un titre de The Ventriloquist où on le voit sur la pochette tenir une marionnette avec un immeuble en feu sur le fond.
Yes, brother. This is a song that we put out just to make sure that people could, like you said, become familiar and understand what we do. So, you know, a lot of artists nowadays, they want to come out and sell music, but, you know, on an international level, if nobody knows you, nobody will buy your music. So this was just some sample material that we wanted to put out to get people familiar with the style of music that we do. So it's just a free hip-hop song. We sampled classic material. You know, a lot of people know that break right there, that Ashley's Roach clip, and, you know, Wu-Tang, you know, the Wendy Renee sample.
Yeah.
It's just classic hip-hop, you know what I mean?
On écoute ça, c'est True and Living Honorable de Metuzula, extrait donc d'un titre, c'est un deux titres que vous pouvez télécharger notamment sur Bandcamp. On entend donc également GPW Fly sur ce morceau. Thank you very much, Metuzula.
Thank you too.
Ok.
Love, unity, have fun.
Ayatollah, fly soldiers, highest rollers, surveillance cameras, move like the Eye of Yoda, wise as Noah, trained by the slightest coda, and I am oldest, surrounded by the pious odor, the driest dozier, crumbled in papaya, smoldered, stars are born as soon as the sky is coldest, subscribe to Doshas, described as voltage, which move through the city, disguised as Moses, number runners, cummerbunners, lumber tunners, fiends with pipes, rock like a plumber's plumber, on a stolen bike, holding rice and chopsticks, and a jug of juice about to go shoplift. Pro booster, Modusa, dough scooper. Walk the beat quicker than the producer. Wise writers, Pied Piper, God liars. And work the block better than a prize fighter. On this very mic, you're about to hear, I swear, the best star rapper of the year. Yeah, dollars for bills, bills for the dollars too. You're now rocking with the true and living honorable. On this very mic, you're about to hear, I swear, the best star rapper of the year. Yeah, dollars for bills, bills for the dollars too. You're now rocking with the true and living honorable. The NRK and two shots of Grandma Ye. Sit heavy like the body on a Chevy. Jumanji on the levee and movement on the Ouija board. I have Katrina in your hood like a Jeezy tour. Release the crack and speak when the beast is napping. With speeds that amount to at least the backspin. Peep the teacher fasting. Move on a sleeping dragon as we wrap around him like the cloak of Reaper wrapped in. We are ether bagging with the meek and caption. Like the cliffhangers climbing to the peaks of Aspen. The technique and actions hit like Henning Jaeger. The Buddha monks off the skunk from the Himalayas. The nine veterans shine and serve medicine. Align with the time, the minds emerge, letters win. Desert winds swarm and form sand blizzards. As we stand by the gate like the Grand Wizards. On this very mic, you're about to hear, I swear, the best star rapper of the year. Yeah, dollars for bills, bills for the dollars too. You're now rocking with the true and living honorable. On this very mic, you're about to hear, I swear, the best star rapper of the year. Yeah, dollars for bills, bills for the dollars too. You're now rocking with the true and living honorable. Divine thinkers, wine drinkers, crime linkers, old school Willie kids, pro school affiliates, 88 addicts, wound soon spot rushers, arrayed the place for less than a hot supper. The guap toucher, heavy handed rock crusher, block hugger, OG stock smuggler, and smock ruffler, weed out the not hustlers, and flip a pack better than the top jugglers. Do not trust us, pot shufflers, blockbusters. Look outside, a fiend with a yacht muffler. Got smuckers, cash money, cop clusters. Stop busters, snowstorm crop truckers. Rock ruckers, knock cluckers, pop suckers. And have them on the floor quicker than the mop duster. The drop custard, insides drop mustard. Game over and one with a shot buzzer. On this very mic, you're about to hear, I swear, the best star rapper of the year. Yeah, dollars for bills, bills for the dollars too. You're now rocking with the true and living honorable. On this very mic, you're about to hear, I swear, the best star rapper of the year. Yeah, dollars for bills, bills for the dollars too. You're now rocking with the true and living honorable. Yeah.
Marseille Hip-Hop 2014, état des lieux.
Samedi 1er et dimanche 2 mars,
un week-end hip-hop sur les 3-8.
Plus d'infos sur le www.radiogrenouille.com.